Heavenly Father, I just come to you, oh God, because I can't. I just can't do anything on my own, Lord, and I know that. But I know, Lord, that you're all-powerful, you're all-knowing, and Lord, just touch me tonight. And then the next important thing is to touch hearts that don't know you, oh God. And even if they do know you, Lord, let them know that they can draw close to you and walk close to you, oh God, and prepare themselves for heaven. So, Lord, just use me tonight as you see fit, oh God. In Jesus' blessed name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, and I would say that sometimes God works so fast that I don't get time to even give a title. But he knows where I'm going and he knows where I've been. And I'm going to heaven. I'm on my way. I'm on my way up. So I want you to know that. But I do have a title tonight. I have a title.
All right.
One Sinful Man, One Faultless Man. You can't beat that, can you? No, no, no. So we're going to go to about Genesis 3, 5. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. You see, God created the whole world. He had an order. He had a system. And God's system and God's order is always decent, and it is always in order. He made everything that man could possibly need. Then he put man in the garden. Man in the garden. He put man in the garden. He walked through the garden in the cool of the day. Oh, how blessed could it be to see your father walking through the garden to check on you. To check on you to see how you're doing. Maybe to tell you what he wants you to do. But you see, he had already told them what he wanted. And especially Adam. Tend the garden. Take care of it. You see, Adam slipped. And we've been slipping ever since. And we'll slip until the day that we truly get a hold of our God. Our Lord and our God. Our Creator. Our Redeemer. That's who he is. That's who he is to each and every one of us. And that's what he wants to be to even those who do not know him. And it's just, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, you see, we look, we want to take. We see, we got it. We grab it. We got it. We got to have it. We're going to have it regardless of the consequences. Regardless of the consequences. Is it good for us? I don't know. It just looks good. I got to have it. And I got to have it now. I can't wait for tomorrow. I can't do it God's way. I got to do it my way. If I get in trouble, he'll bail me out. You know, I've heard people say that. Oh, well, if I sin. Well, if I'm going to do this, I know it's sin. But God's going to forgive me. Well, maybe he won't. Maybe by the time that you've already committed that sin, maybe he took the time to turn you over to a reprobate mind. Then what's your chances? Then what is your chances? You'll have none. You'll have none. So you see, our eyes get in the way. We don't use them the way that God said use them. They were supposed to be looking for God. Looking for God to come through that garden. Adam was supposed to be weeding out the things in that garden that didn't need to be there. But see, when you get slack, what happens? Wilderness, folks. Wilderness. That's what happens. Then the next thing was, a tree to be desired. Make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her. And what did he do? He didn't say, oh, no, drop it, get rid of it, it'll burn you. He didn't say that. He went ahead and ate it. He went ahead and ate it. Oh, I've heard that one too, love her too much. No, sounds to me like you lacked some love. Ho, ho, aren't you supposed to be the head of the house? Weren't you supposed to be? Glory! Who do we worship here? Are we going to worship the devil or are we going to worship God? That's who we should be worshiping. And it's easy to get over there worshiping, taking up the things that will get you into Satan's kingdom, and you can't get out by yourself, so they don't ever think you can. Now see how the earth was messed up? A beautiful garden, everything in it. You see, God's a great provider. Everything in it that was needed, everything. They could have possibly lived there forever, but no. No, no, no. We got to have it our way. It looks good. I can't take my eyes off that thing. And the longer I look at it, the better it gets. It doesn't matter. Oh, you'll die. Oh, what's that? Who cares? It's mine. I can reach over there. It's in my reach. I'm going to get it. So she did eat, and she gave it to her husband with her. Oh, and by the way, it says, husband, husband, husband and wife. Ain't that good? Husband and wife. No, she didn't have two husbands, and he didn't have three wives. Husband and wife were in the garden. Woo! Husband and wife. You see, when God does something, he does it right. Husband and wife. Well, if it's a husband and wife, they were married, wasn't they? I don't know what God pronounced over them. Husband and wife. Uh-huh. Not just anybody. Don't just let anybody in here. It will corrupt things. Okay, now we got our eyes open. But when you wake up in the morning, don't you want to open your eyes to something good and something pleasant? Something good and something pleasant. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. Oh, we're in trouble now. And they sewed fig leaves together. They tried to cover everything up. You see, they was okay as long as they were under God's protection. But you see, they got on the wrong side. They're going to serve a devil. And it's not going to be easy to get out. We're still trying to get out. We are still trying to get out of that mess that we made. Don't think that we would have done it different. We wouldn't have done it any different than what he did. But see, the Bible is here for our lessons. We can do it differently and should do it differently with the power of God in our lives. Yeah. Trying to cover up now. And probably didn't care where the leaves come from either. You know, we just got to cover up. We got to go hide. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Man, they should have been. The hallelujahs should have been going up. The praises should have been going up. It wasn't like a stranger was walking through there. He was no stranger to them. They was no stranger to him. What a glorious moment to be in the presence of God. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. Oh, how we desire to be in the presence of the Lord. Oh, may we never, never, never refuse to be in the presence of God or hide from him because of our little sins. It's called confession. My, my, he knew what they had done. And Adam and his wife, there it is again, wife. No stranger. He didn't get tired of her, toss her over the fence and grab something else. No. Glory, 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 glory to God. Hid themselves, so they thought, from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. His creation. Like he don't know what's in that garden. Like he wouldn't know. Oh, don't let's, you know, we treat God like he's the foolish one. It's us. Come on, it's us. If you're not living for him, it says you're a fool. I didn't say it. Look in the Bible. You'll find it. And the Lord God called unto Adam. He might have just wanted to see what would old Adam do now. I already gave you instructions. Now, why wasn't you following them? But you see, the Lord gives us a chance time and time again. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. That sounds like such a little weakling. He knew what he did. And I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Like the Lord didn't know nothing else about him. Oh, come on here now. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? Now let's see what he said. You know, man always has a response. Most of the time it's incorrect, though. God has the right answer. God has the right responses. He knows just what to do for us. He knows just exactly how to touch us and let us wiggle around and try to get out of things just to show us what a mess we are. We're a mess without him. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I did eat. Well, at least he said he ate it. At least he confessed that much. But it kind of sounds like that he wanted to put the blame back on God. That woman that you gave me. Instead of standing strong, taking the blame, maybe the whipping wouldn't be so bad. Amen. You know, maybe we'd come out easier, even come out ahead if we just, Lord, I just goofed, I bumbled again. I bumbled and I stumbled. Now, Lord, I need you to pick me up. I need you to pick me up. I need you to reach me in my vileness, Lord. In my own righteousness, it's nothing. It don't count. My righteousness is as filthy rags, and yours is too. So that's why we need Jesus. We need his righteousness. He needs his righteousness. And so that's the way that humanity got started. It got started off on the wrong foot. It could have been on the right way, but man blew it, and we blew it again and again and again. Okay, so we're going to... And so the rest of the time, if you look back how Israel came to God time and time again, but even when he told them, get out of your idol worship, get out of all of this stuff that means nothing. They put the idols and the golden calves first. So you see, when we have something that is between us and God, he can't get to us, and we can't get to him. We have to let him move all of that junk out of the way. Move it aside. Move it out of the way. Get it behind me so that we can do what we need to do. Okay, so, but we have one faultless man. It was a long time getting to that. If you look through Genesis, it was prophesied that Jesus was going to come. Well, there was people who was never going to believe it. There was people who waited to see it. There was people who did see Jesus, as we know. Yeah. And in John, I believe it's 3:16, it says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, that's how simple it is. That's how simple it is. Just to believe it. Just to confess your sins. And I want to tell you that there was another garden. There was another garden. The Garden of Gethsemane. Wow. Where Jesus, he loved us so much. It was before that he was going to be crucified. But he knew what was going to happen. But he wanted the perfect will of his Father in his life and in his heart. He wanted to please the Lord, his Father, above everything. And remember how that he prayed. He prayed in agony, such agony that he sweated great drops of blood. Yeah. That's how precious we are to him. That's just how precious that we are to him. And that's what it took to bring us back, to redeem us again. He paid an awful price. Yeah. And as ugly as it was, there's beauty still in us. Yeah. The beauty that we can call on him. Just knowing that he's our comfort. Just knowing that he's our Savior. Just knowing that we can come to him and confess our sins. And in Romans 9 and 10, it tells us how that we can confess. Yeah, I'm going to read it. He didn't leave us without help. He didn't leave us without instructions. He wrote it down. And if you're too lazy to read, you can go to church and you can hear it for yourself. And if you keep reading over, Timothy will tell you to study. Ow. It'll tell you to study, show yourself approved. It'll tell you to attend to reading. So you see, if you don't want to read, go to somebody who knows. Go to church. Go to Sunday school. You don't have to be ignorant. If you're ignorant, that's because you want to be. That's because you want to be. And then when somebody's telling you you need salvation, you get up and run right then and there. You run. You run out the door. Then you tell some kind of a whopper that the preacher was whatever, whatever, whatever. You know, instead of accepting what he said. So that's how tales get started too. But you know who's behind every bit of that? Once Satan moved into a situation, he won't move out unless God moves him out. You're fighting the powers of darkness on your own. That's what you're fighting. And there is no way that you can come out of that unless you call on the name of the Lord. If you don't get out of it, you can easily be demon-possessed. Wow. And maybe we got a lot of people who like it. I don't know. I mean, but it's just like people will live their lives loosely. They'll live it anyway. They'll drink till they can't drink no more. And then drink some more even when they can't drink no more. Or they'll take drugs, and when that does them in, they'll take more till they can't take any more either, until they have no mind whatsoever. So we're a pitiful, humanity is pitiful. And growing worse each and every day. Each and every day. But he made a way for us in Romans 10, 9, and... Well, I can just go to 8 through 10. All right. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee. Wow, most people have a Bible right in their house. How nigh could that be? You got it on your coffee table looking good. You walk past it. Do you pick it up? Do you pick it up? It is nigh thee. Come on. It is nigh thee. Even in thy mouth. Well, it can be in your mouth if you say it, right? Yeah. Confession can be in your mouth, too. But it takes it. It takes coming out of your mouth. It takes coming out of your mouth. And in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, right, and shalt believe in thine heart, you got to believe it. Yeah. This world did not get here just by chance. It was planned. It was planned. It was planned. The great creator, he had a great plan. We didn't evolve from anything. If you want to know the original, it was Adam. Adam and Eve, husband and wife. They were not just shacking up. Come on. God made the plan. I didn't. I can read, though. I can read, though. Jesus, Jesus. But he didn't just die. He didn't just stay dead. Because God had a plan. He had a plan. Yeah, he had to die for us because of our wickedness. And God hath raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Raised him from the dead for us. Yeah. Now, can you imagine that when they went to the tomb, they didn't really understand it. But just think, going to the tomb and looking in, somebody saw some angels. Somebody saw some angels.
Well,
somebody saw something good. At something. Looked in there, saw some angels.
Yeah.
But you know what? He came back to life.
Well,
he wasn't just standing. He had all of his mental faculties. He could speak. Did you know that you can be alive and just breathing? That wasn't the case.
Yeah.
You can be alive. We consider being alive as long as you're breathing. But he was fully alive, walking around. Well, you wouldn't recognize that either, I guess. You was looking for something cold and dead. Not so.
Ah!
Not so. No, Jesus. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness.
Yeah.
And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Wow.
Now you see, Jesus made the way. He died on that cross. And I think I lost my chapters because I was going to go and I was going to read where he was crucified. And that wasn't enough. Even when after he hung on the tree and after he's dead, this is going to break his legs.
Wow.
I mean, how much more could you do to a person? The faultless man who carried his own cross for us, who carried it for us. All of our sins was put on Jesus. All of our sins nailed to that cross. How could you not be grateful? How could you not realize what was done for us? We've done nothing to deserve his love. We have done nothing to deserve such a love. And there's nothing that we can do to deserve more love. He just loves us. He just loves us. And loves on us all the time. He's like the father, the prodigal son, that story.
Well,
the younger son, why, you know, he bucked his dad's system. And he got his inheritance. Inheritance is a good thing. But what you do with it is the most important thing. After he wasted his money, he was ready to come right on back home. And the father was there waiting for him to return. Loved him just as much after he came back as he did before he went out. And after we waste our life, maybe 80 or 90 years old, hobbling along, well, I'll get a hold of him. I'll get a hold of Jesus sometime. Your sometime will run out.
Right.
Your sometime is today, because today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. You do not know that you will even live to see tomorrow. You don't know that. So while you have a chance to call on the name of the Lord and to experience salvation for yourself, we can talk about it and talk about it. We can talk about how good God is and what a loving God He is, but you don't really understand it until you come to the knowledge of salvation. There is no way that you can understand it for yourself until you experience it. So we give you the opportunity. We may not see you, but if you can hear us, we're giving you that opportunity to humble yourself, to make confession with your mouth that you're a sinner, and believe that Jesus Christ came into this world just for you. Just for you. He loves each and every one of us the same. He has no favorites. We're the one that plays that. We play that. We play it in church. We play it all over the place. We play it in neighborhoods. But God is no part of that. And although I haven't been long, I hope that I said something that could get somebody's attention and get them to give their heart and their life to the Lord. There is nothing more important than you can do.
But you heard the message tonight. But here's what her message is. Hey, I like that when she said, look, we didn't come swinging for no trees. Hey, I'm going to whack on Darwin a little myself. Is that all right? Hey, the Garden of Eden, that wait a minute, such a beautiful place. Hey, the Bible says Darwin, the fool. Hello, Darwin, you must be a fool. You must be a fool, Darwin. The Bible says, for the fool has said in his heart there is no God. Hello, atheist. The fool has said in his heart there is no God. You have to be foolish to not accept the fact that there's a God. Oh, well, we all came. Wait a minute. Last I checked, you can make a soup from chicken, but you can't make a chicken from soup. Huh? Hello, Darwin. Yeah, I've never seen it done yet. And hey, somebody got the guts to say, well, what was first, the chicken or the egg? Well, the chicken was, because God created it. Amen. So much for Dara, amen. And then she's also taught, look, there's only one sinless man that hung on that cross. It wasn't Mary. Mary, and you've seen them with the crosses around their neck. You're talking about them, got all that garbage. Hello? What about that? You worshiping that idol too, that cross around your neck. That cross around your neck ain't got you saved. You're going to go to hell with that cross around your neck. How you like that? Hopefully you don't tonight. The message is given, and she took you to a very familiar passage that we take you to every night. I'm just going to run through it one more time if you didn't catch what she was saying. You start in John 3, verse 16 and 17. It says, for God so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son, that's Jesus, that He gave His only begotten Son, that if you believe in Him, you shall not perish. That means you won't go to hell, but you will have everlasting life. For God sent not Jesus to condemn you, but if you believe in Jesus, you shall be saved. That's what we're here for. Newspaper reporter come by wanting to know what this is all about. That's what it's all about every night. We're telling you the gospel. We give you a chance to hear the gospel if you're out there. If you're in your car and you don't want to come out here and come forward to ask us to tell us how, so we can tell you how to be saved, we're going to tell you how to do it right in your car. You can be saved in your car tonight. You don't have to come up here. We're not asking you to sign a church membership card. We're asking you to accept Jesus. Here's how you do it. For God so loved the world, that's you. Now, what do you do? Well, first of all, you have to admit you're a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, according to Romans 3:23. That means every one of us dirty rascals are sinners. According to Romans 3:10, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And it says, Romans 3:10, there is none righteous, no, not one. That's you. So, we have to admit we're sinners. We also have to admit there's a penalty, a payment for that sin. It's called death. separation from God. Death is meaning going to hell. Your physical body dies and then your soul has one of two places going ahead, heaven or hell. Your soul won't go to heaven if you're not saved. So here's what the Bible says. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Now, you out there, every one of us has received a gift at Christmas time or birthday or whatever. As you well know, you didn't have to do a thing to get that gift, and you didn't have to pay for it. A gift is free. So the gift of God is eternal life. The Bible also says, "For by grace are you saved." That's that unmerited, unearned favor of God. "For by grace are you saved through faith." You got to believe, as a preacher said. "And that not of yourselves." It means nothing you could do to earn it. Nothing you could do to ever accomplish it. Not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Once again, it's a gift of God. It's a gift. Not of works. Nothing you could do. Lest any man should boast. That way you can't get up in heaven and say, "Ha ha, look how good I did." You didn't do nothing. You didn't die on a cross, you reprobate you. The Bible also says, Titus 3 and 5 says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done." Nothing you can do to get there. So you have to acknowledge you're a sinner. You have to acknowledge the wages of that sin is the penalty called death in hell. You have to admit the fact that you can't earn it. You could go to the water bucket all you want and get dunked in that pool out there, but you went in a dry sinner and came out a wet one. So the morons, I mean Mormon church, will tell you you're going to get water baptized, you're going to get to heaven. You're going to hell is where you're going. You're going to be wishing for that water bucket then. The Catholics tell you that you got to pray through Mary. No, you got the only person's prayers that you're ever going to hear is if you pray through Jesus. Mary didn't die on the cross for you. Charles Taz Russell says that you got Jesus ain't God. He was just Michael the Archangel. Let me tell you something. The Bible says believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't believe that He's the Lord, you're going to hell. The Bible says if you don't call Jesus the Christ, that means God, you're an antichrist. Hello, JFWs. So you got to believe Jesus is God. You got to believe that He's the only one that's going to save you. You got to believe that you can't earn it. No matter how much you buy your Girl Scout cookies, you're still going to hell. Hello? So you got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to believe that there's no way you could cover your sin debt. Then, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's you. Believe on Jesus. That's how you get saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, what do you do then? The verses were read. We're going to run through them one more time. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth. You got to open your mouth and do some talking here. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth, what do you got to confess? The Lord Jesus, you got to confess Him as God. And shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead. Hey, JFWs, it ain't good enough to believe that He's God, but you got to believe that He rose. You don't want to believe that, but He did. And God has raised Him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved, for with the mouth confession is made unto righteousness, and with the heart man believeth unto salvation. I mean, we're close there anyway. But the fact is, you got to open your mouth and do one thing. Ask Jesus to save you. You got to acknowledge He's God and you're unable to save your sinful self. Nothing you could do. That's what we're here in this park to do. We're here to tell you how to get saved. Now, I'm going to give you a sample prayer. Now, of course, the prayer can't save you. Only Jesus can. But if you pray a prayer like this in your heart, something that's very similar to the words I'm using, you don't have to use exact words, as long as it's your own words, and you're asking Jesus to save you, He'll save you. Like I said, this is only an example prayer. But if you pray something like, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Lord, I confess you, Jesus, as Lord and Savior. I confess you as God. Lord, I confess the fact that I am an unworthy sinner and that nothing I can ever do will ever get me into the glory gates of heaven. And Lord, I'm asking you tonight to save my soul. Lord, would you come and be the master of my life? Would you take the steering wheel of my heart and guide me in your will and way? Lord, I ask you to just take over, take control, and have your will with me, Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask all these things in the name of Jesus. Would you save me? And thank you for doing so. Thank you for your gift. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now, if you prayed a prayer or something like that, now, if you're in your car or whatever, we're not asking you to get out and give us your name so we could join you, say, hey, come and join this church. We ain't a church. We're believers in Christ. All we want to do is rejoice with you. If you just wave up here as we start to play some music, if you just wave your hand and give us the indication you want us to come to you, we'll come to you even in your car. All we want to do is rejoice with you that you got saved. That's all we want to know, that you got saved. That's all. We don't want to know your name. In fact, you don't even have to tell us that. All you got to do is say, you know, I got saved. Would you pray for me? And then all we got to do is say, Lord, you know the person who got saved at that crusade. You know the night they got saved. Lord, would you just lead them to the proper church? We're not asking you to go to any church. We're asking you just to get saved. That's all we're here for. So if you got saved, as we play us music, if you ask Jesus to come in your heart, just wave at us and say, come on. If you're still not sure what you need to do, wave your hand. Or if you just want prayer, wave your hand. We'll come and we'll pray with you. We're going to play some music for about 10, 20 minutes or so, asking you to come and ask Jesus in your heart. If you do so and you want us to come pray with you, just wave your hand. We'll come to you. You don't have to come to us, but if you choose to come, that's okay. But if you don't and you want us to come to you, we're more than happy. Lord, we ask you now to bless this invitation. Bless those that have heard the message, Lord, and bless those who have heard the way to salvation. Lord, help somebody to make that most crucial decision to accept you as their Savior. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Is calling, calling for you and for me. See, on the portals he's waiting and watching for you and for me. Come
tenderly, Jesus is calling.
promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon. Pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling.
Sunday morning, went to the church at 10. I listened to the words I'd heard time and time again. The preacher spoke of sinful lives. It seems he spoke of mine. But I was young, I had plenty. I walked on down life's pathway, living as I wished to live, out to beat the other fellow, out to get what life could give. Making money isn't sinful, having fun, it's no crime. I've got plenty of time. Plenty of time to decide where I'm bound. To eternal darkness or to heaven's ground. Judgment Day.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Ah.